The Blaze Radio Network. On demand. This is Dr. Zudi Jasser on the Blaze Radio Network.
I was telling you about the hashtag the Islamists are putting out after the Las Vegas horror of almost 600 injured, 58 killed. The hashtag is white privilege. It's not we all need to work together to fix our own houses. No, that would be a very smart, very American way to approach this and say, you know what, we Muslims have problems we need to fix and reform. If this guy ends up being a white supremacist, please, those of you in that community that feel you can impact those ideas, fix your house. But no, you have people like Amr Zahar getting on TV and talking about the fact that terrorism has become a slur that only equates to being Muslim. When you look globally at the tens of thousands killed, yes, most being killed are Muslim, but the bottom line, it's Islamist radicals that are doing it. And there's a global threat that includes a country on the verge of getting nuclear weapons that constantly is saying death to America and death to Israel. That is relevant to our domestic policy, and not to mention American Muslims, the reason the ante should be up for us. We are uniquely positioned in the lap of freedom to promote and promulgate the advocacy of ideas that can fix this problem. But no, instead the Islamists are writing screeds about white privileges to kill and maim and rape, without bringing up irrelevant issues like religion or scripture. God, these people have no shame. Are you serious? The white privilege hashtag now by Islamists is saying that if it's not a Muslim, nobody cares about his origin or anything. They're not even intellectually honest to understand that the facts are what they are. We don't know with this guy. He was under the radar. Maybe he worked for the government and went rogue. Who knows? When somebody has no social media footprint, that is not something by accident. It is something he stayed away from intentionally, and thus it's going to make it a lot harder for us to find out who he is, what he thinks, and why he did something. The pieces that the police may release may be related to them not jeopardizing ongoing investigation because of the network involved. Maybe this guy's wife had very little to do with it because he went to the Philippines two or three times. Maybe in the Philippines he connected with radical ISIS elements that right now are at full-fledged war in Marawi, a town in which mosques have turned from simply being areas of prayer in which the minarets have become established portals for ISIS fighters to shoot down Philippine government soldiers. Now, I'm not saying the Philippine government is clean on this. They're corrupt. They've been using martial law and other things in order to suppress rights of their people, including Muslims. But at the end of the day, all of these facts come to play until we understand what's happening. To say that somehow in this case it's being treated different is just beyond ignorant. The levels of conspiracy necessary to suppress information in an open and free society like America is just impossible.
You're listening to Reform This with Dr. Zudi Jasser, the Blaze Radio Network.